Faucet, F-A-U-C-E-T.
Okay, well, how about if you have one on a barrel? Is it called the same thing?
That's a faucet, too.
And how about if it's out in the yard?
Most people, when I'm saying water hydrant.
Hmm.
Well, that's not a good name for something like that, but it, I just heard it said a few times in describing one, and it just stuck with me.
Uh-huh. Did they ever call it spigot?
Yes.
Is that a word that you would use?
Well, that's, I expect used more than, I expect the word spigot is used much more than hydrant.
Hmm.
Some call it a tap, that's right, water tap.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
Well, just a very small amount of it. Just put them in a craft paper bag.
Okay. And do you have a name for a very large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that might have been used a long time ago to carry 100 pounds of chicken feed or potatoes or this sort of thing?
Well, I started to answer shopping bag, but I don't believe they'd use shopping bags for 100 pounds because very few of the ladies who do 90% of the shopping or more, they wouldn't be tugging quite 100 pounds much. But what they usually term is shopping in a store, of course, if they're in a self-service grocery store, naturally they have these rolling baskets, shopping baskets on wheels until they're through the shopping, and then the food and what all they've bought is put into a carton or a large craft bags according to the amount.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the thing I'm thinking of at this time is something that was used a long time ago. There aren't so many of them now.
Right.
Okay, is this made out of a loosely woven heavy cloth?
Yes. Made out of a, I don't know, those times, Joanna sacks made out of hemp?
Try to say croaker sack.
That's right, croaker.
Let me ask you a question. Are you trying to get him to use phrases that he used as a young man, or, you know, the language is changing?
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to find out, how it's changed, whether something he said today he wouldn't have said 30 years ago. Or, you know,
this changes. Croaker sacks nearby thrown out of it.
Practically everything, even like fertilizer, used to come all together in 200-pound croaker bags. Practically every bit of it now comes in a tough paper fiber bag, 100 pounds.
Hard to see how paper can hold 100 pounds.
Well, it's a treated paper. It's not an ordinarily one thickness of like craft paper bag.
Uh-huh.
It's heavy and strong.
So what you used to say is croaker bag.
Croaker bag. That was made out of that loose woven cloth. And they made sheets out of that same material to cotton sheets, tobacco sheets.
Uh-huh.
To carry tobacco to the market. They still do in marketing tobacco. But now there's such a little bit of cotton growing anymore, you never hear the term cotton sheet. I don't remember when I've heard it said until just now in a few years.
Well, is a croaker bag the same as a burlap bag?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever used that one?
Well, I'd say burlap. I expect a good many people years ago would refer to burlap as the kind of bag that they would, grocerymen would order green coffee in. You see, several years ago, very little coffee came to a little town like this packaged. It was all in about a 100-pound bag, and it was it was a much heavier material. Larger threads, I'll put it that way, but woven pretty tight because a grain of coffee could come through if it was too loose. But then later, of course, we began to get ground coffee and it already parched and ready to use.
What did you do to green coffee before you could use it?
Roast it, grind it in a hand mill,